Esther chapter 4. And when Mordecai knew all that was done, Mordecai rent his garments, and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and cried with a loud and bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. And Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her, and the queen was exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai, to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then Esther called for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to wait upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai, to know what it was, and why it was. And Hatach went forth to Mordecai, unto the public place of the city which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened to him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews, to destroy them. And he gave him a copy of the writing of the decree that had been given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it to her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication to him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. And Esther spoke to Hatach, and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whoever, whether man or woman, shall come to the king to the inner court, who is not called, there is one law, to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. And I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. And Mordecai bade to answer Esther, Imagine not in thy heart that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then there shall arise relief and deliverance to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall perish. And who knows whether thou art not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And Esther bade to answer Mordecai, Go, gather all the Jews that are found in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. And Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.